Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Yee yee, welcome to Barstool Bench Mob, presented by High Noon Hard Seltzer. We are, I believe, 10 weeks away.
So John Rothstein tweeted it out today. We're recording Wednesday. We're 69 days away from opening night.
Nice.
Easy to remember.
Sick. That's close.
And today's September. Another month in the books.
Don't fucking yell at me, Jake.
It's just excited.
You're fucking crazy. Yeah, no, it's getting closer. We have minuscule news going on. We'll talk about Bates right after we recorded. He committed. I want to talk about Bruce Pearl, that fat moron.
Final four bound?
Yeah, it's a stupid quote. Calipari.
Made it 2 years ago. I lose track of COVID. 2019.
This quote was just like, you think, dude? But yeah, we have a bunch to get into. Rico is being a superhero right now. I appreciate you coming.
Yeah, it's a flu game. It was going to be a pick and roll, but that probably wouldn't help my case. But
that's what I told you six times. So I was like, imagine you didn't show up for this one after
that's
that.
That's life.
Yeah, let's get into it. Jake.
And here we go.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's the pass to Leitner. Puts it up.
All right, before we get into the episode, I want to talk to you about High Noon Hard Seltzer. School's getting back into play. All these seniors on you 21 and up are going to get their High Noon for their houses. It's the best drink possible. If you have that in college or you have that at a family party anywhere, it's the coolest drink to have. It just tastes the best. It's none of that malt nonsense. It's real vodka. It's real juice. And Rico's going to have some tonight.
Responsibly.
Responsibly. He's going to have the...
Responsibly.
I don't want to get in trouble with High Noon, but I might have to be hawking some for a dollar a can on out on Highland Boulevard. Responsibly.
But yeah, it's the perfect summer drink, and even though if you think summer's over, it's the perfect drink for any time, any occasion. Go get the new pack, the passion fruit, the mango. It's only there for a limited time. Best presenting sponsor you can have. So go get your High Noons and let us see your setups for college football, college basketball, anything you got. All right, what do you want to start off with?
All right, let's start off with the biggest news. Not that big, but pretty big and funny for you guys. You guys are going to really lean into this one. Brad Calipari joins his dad's staff, John Calipari, the grad assistant. Go ahead.
What's his role? Asset manager?
Grad assistant.
Grad assistant in charge of...
He's your grad assistant.
Finagling
cash
deals.
Envelopes.
Yeah. Where is he hiding all the cash?
Yeah.
How's he cheating?
I mean, you had to know he was going to get hired. But
it's like, dude.
It's what they do. They hire. Listen, he played, right? He played at Kentucky?
Barely.
No, he went to Detroit Mercy.
He never had a kid who
went. Yeah, he started, but he transferred to Detroit.
Right, I'm saying he played there.
Yeah, he played at Kentucky. I knew he was. No, that's probably a hometown discount.
Also, I love this in the press release. It says Calipari played for the Wildcats from 2017 to 2019 and was part of a program that won 88 games, advanced to the Elite Eight twice, won an SEC regular season title, and two SEC titles.
That's true.
On paper, it's true.
Listen, that's like in the Staten Island Advance when I was playing in men's basketball summer leagues, and no joke, my brother would go for 32, and I had 8. I would say that the Bosco brothers combined
for 40.
I'm dead serious.
No, so. It's true. In the press release also, to answer your question, Rico, it says, Kyle Perry will be involved in all on-court activities, including practices, workouts, and film sessions.
At a certain point, I just wonder, like, are they listening to this guy?
Jake just saw me staring at the
cameras. Like, what are they? Are they listening? Like, I know he has a role, and you respect, obviously, people on the staff, but, like, are you listening to the guy? Like,
no, you're not. You're not. I mean, but it's, I mean, well, obviously, he's going to hire his son where his son has no job. He's like, oh, here you go. Like, obviously, he's going to get it. And it's fucking, who gives, like, why even announce that? Who gives a fuck?
Because it's good headlines.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
You go to Rothstein's tweet, it had 876 likes and 135 retweets. People care about that. It's wild, as we say in the business.
Oh, my God. All right. Pass it on. I don't even fucking want to talk about it.
I don't even care.
I don't care.
Yeah, so that's what's going on over in Lexington. We move to Memphis, where Marty mentioned it off the top. We kind of got screwed out of bad luck timing. Last week, we talked about the emergence of Memphis, the recruits, the coaches they've gotten this offseason. We had Paul Biancardi on. Okay, what's Imani Bates going to do? Memphis, Michigan State, G League. We record. He says Friday afternoon, and he commits about 3 hours after we record to Memphis.
Biancardi was right where it was like the Memphis closes their school enrollment on Wednesday, and he fucking Bates is like, well, I want to do Friday, but he had to do Wednesday because
that
he
was
had to enroll.
Teller, yeah.
Yeah.
Or, but I guess, let me ask you this, hypothetical. If he did it to Memphis and signed, but he wanted to make the announcement Friday for whatever reason, like maybe ESPN said that that's when they would air it, the restaurant, like percentage does it go through that Memphis keeps their mouth shut, he keeps his mouth shut, his AAU keeps...
Someone leaks it.
Somebody leaks it, right? What percent are you putting ads?
Well, no, I think... Right.
Zero?
I think that's what happened. I think that he wanted to do it Friday, but I think that it was leaked already. He's like, all right, let's get it out there now.
I would have liked him to do it. Like, he did it behind closed doors, like, secretly, and then he...
Yeah, no, that's exactly probably why he did it, because someone was leaking. He's like, I don't want someone else saying where I'm going. It is weird that, like, let the kid fucking say it. Who cares? Like, these reports, I understand we're in the game. We're in that media world, which we're not nerds like the rest of them. But like
me, you can say it.
I wasn't actually thinking of you there for a second.
Really?
Yeah, I thought you were one of us, but yeah, sure, not nerds like Jake. But like, let the kid have his little bit of a shine. What are you going to get out of saying Bates going to Memphis first? Seriously.
People like scoops.
Oh, you're right.
But let the kid out. It's just going to college. Yeah. Let him do it. Who cares?
I just do know that people would have leaked it. That's why I'm asking. Like,
no, I'm telling you that it was getting leaked, and that's why he did it. But yeah, I mean, Memphis is – you have to consider Memphis, like, very for real.
Memphis is one of those teams – this year, obviously, they're fucking favorite now to win it, whether you think so or not. I mean, they're pretty good. Memphis.
They're
not necessarily a favorite. They're in the discussion. They're a team that people are going to be, like, picking.
Yeah, they're definitely –
non-Power 5 teams.
Yeah.
Power 6 teams.
I just put – I put Memphis with, like – before Xavier joined that conference, like the Xavier, the Cincinnati,
I was going to say.
Like Wichita State, BYU, like always good, can go get a 3-4 seed most of the time. You know what I mean? Like it's like, oh, Memphis is 27-4 again. Oh, okay. Memphis is 27-6. All right. Yeah. That makes sense.
I'm looking at the Barstool Sportsbook.
Houston's another one, you know, like.
The Barstool Sportsbook, Memphis right now is actually 10th to win it all.
Yeah,
10th favorite, plus 1,800.
Yeah, I think that was in the 40s a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so you have Gonzaga, Michigan, UCLA, Nova, Kentucky, Duke, Texas, Kansas, Purdue, and then Memphis. So Duke is 1,400, sixth.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah. And then they are, because we saw Houston go to the Final Four last year, Memphis is actually the overwhelming favorite to win the AAC. But Houston did lose Quentin Grimes. So Memphis is plus 125 on the Barstool Sportsbook to win the conference. Houston plus 350. Wichita plus 450. One of those three.
Lock up Memphis there.
That's kind of crazy. Around even. But I guess St. Bonaventure is minus 134. Villanova. Yeah, I guess any other conference is tough. But yeah, Memphis with Bates, with Durin, Timberlake, the Miami transfer. They're going to be very good. Yeah, Rasheed Wallace, Larry Brown, and of course Coach Penny. They're going to be, I think, more relevant than they have been since the Calipari days in 2008.
Absolutely. It's a banner year. Now, can Penny coach his way through? I don't know.
He was just listening to every element. Yeah, you are, but you were looking at the germs be gone right there.
Get out of here.
I'm listening.
So that's Memphis. I know we've harped on them a lot the last month, but well-deserved. They made some big-time moves. I'd say from top to bottom, program-wise, not just players or recruits, they had the best offseason in the country. You think that's fair?
Yeah. No, yeah. First,
Gonzaga got Chet. Number one player.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess number from a quantity standpoint.
It's more of a splash because Memphis.
They won the NIT last year. They weren't relevant in the tournament, and here they are. They have a chance to go to the Final Four this year if these guys pan out.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I think we gotta make this episode title since we're in September for college basketball. Just like something outlandish about Rico.
Fair.
Whatever. Rico you want. Powers through.
Yeah. You know, just like pre-pick 'em. We do a pre-pick'em podcast. So someone will mistakenly click it.
Yeah. Yeah, I just realized we're going right against pick'em tomorrow.
Oh, it's 17 people are going to listen to this.
No, we appreciate everybody listening.
I'm in.
Watch it on YouTube or whatever with clips that come out, because Rico's face, there's nobody home at the moment.
Nope.
Rico, you look like... I'm going to make a rare movie reference to myself. After Cameron steals the car and the car gets ruined, he just looks like all the life was sucked out of him. You know what I'm talking about? Just walking around the hallways or whatever.
Yeah, that's me.
That's you right now. Just no emotion, just talking straight in. just thinking about life.
And there's no reversing the tires. Everything's already played out.
And we don't mean that literally, because you did that in the Philly rental car airport.
That too. Yeah. Good segue.
Yeah. Moving on to the ACC. A few weeks ago, we dissected the extortion case with former assistant coach Dino Gaudio of Louisville. Well, now Chris Mack, the head coach, because of his involvement, or from Louisville, here's what it said in the statement. The university concluded that while Mack was a victim of an extortion attempt by former assistant coach Dino Gaudio, Mack failed to follow university guidelines, policies, and procedures in handling the matter. 6 games for him.
Great for him.
Why?
Because, I mean, obviously he knew what was going on.
Right.
And the blame's not on him. The blame guy's out. 6 games is nothing in the beginning of the year.
Right. No, it's 6 non-conference games and 2 MTEs in the Bahamas. So they're probably going to have a lot of easier games.
1,000%. That's a walk in the park, and they're not going to come down crazy on Louisville. They're just not going to.
I wouldn't say Louisville's not untouchable.
I mean,
but they do need.
They kind of already. I mean, look at fucking what's his name, Pitino.
We like Rick.
I love Rick, but they didn't come
especially
down
protecting
on
Big Cat and PFT.
We had a FaceTime with Iona. You just bailed on it.
Did we get him?
Well, we didn't get him.
Work in progress.
It's a kick up.
Rico relationships.
Yeah. You know what? That's a good. That's good for the ZD.
Maybe.
Kick yeah. Off.
Thought I just got a big guy coming in November.
Who?
What?
Who's coming in November?
Jesus Christ.
One of the white whales.
His white whale.
My white whale.
Got it. All right. Anyway.
You really don't know?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you an idiot?
It's like the only thing I've been talking about for a week.
Yes, I know. Yes.
Guys Rico, shatter a back when I'm like, when white whale.
When Rico talks about getting a guest, there are minimum 20 texts in the group chat about getting the guest.
Well, the thing is, I've said no for the past 3 weeks about another guest, and he just booked.
He's in. Yeah. Show up early next week.
I mean, it's insane.
I think we need a guest. It's been a while.
Oh, we don't need a guest.
We had one last week.
Literally had
you
one
booked
last
him.
Week.
I did book him.
Being party.
Not all.
I thought he was, and that was good. That
all right,
good.
Every other, yeah.
No, we don't need more guests in the offseason. It's a waste.
If it's not somebody we're going to use in the regular season, I don't have a problem using them in the offseason.
All right, so one last thing with this Louisville story. Again, there's a lot more context involved because Rick Pitino did end up losing his job pretty much over his thing. Chris Mack got a 6-game suspension for this. Pitino, at first, got a 5-game suspension for his incident.
So Mack got... Wait, hold on. Who got 6 games?
Mack got 6 games this week. And Pitino... in 2017, he got a 5-game suspension. Of course, he did end up not being there anymore. But I think, obviously, I'm a big J. I like to include the context. I think just looking at it like that is interesting.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah. Very funny.
Very funny, yeah.
Yes.
Chris Mack, fucking.
Yeah.
He's going to come on the podcast. I'm going to get him on.
Yeah.
Him on.
And the thing with Louisville, from a bigger picture perspective, they've got a chip on their shoulder. Everyone thought they were a lock for the tournament last year. They just didn't make it in. You remember that? They were just out. Well,
I remember.
Yeah, it was just
There's
crazy.
A reason why someone beat them.
You guys knocked them out your last game of the season?
Yeah,
that's pretty crazy.
That really is, though. That's really why they didn't make it, because Duke took them out
early. Yeah, if
they
don't win that game, they make it, yeah.
Right. If they beat Duke there, they're in. They had to win one more game.
Yeah. So that's the coaching news. Or actually, one more coaching news. This is a good note. Our friend Bob Huggins, one of the original guests in the history of Barstool Benchmob, gets a contract extension through the 2023-24 season with an option to extend it to 2027. So that's great news. When you think West Virginia, it's Bob Huggins. And
I'm surprised you only. I'm surprised you only said. Sorry to cut you off. I'm surprised you only said 2023-2024. Because when those come through, like, Oates has already been extended, I think, to, like, you could look it up. I could be wrong. But don't you always feel like when they extend through, they extend way? Maybe it's college football is more than a mistake. But college basketball, they do extend these guys like way far in advance.
Yeah.
And it means nothing, because if he does, if he wants to go get something else, he just goes.
Yeah, I mean, it's West Virginia. I mean, I think Bob Huggins is going to die on that court. I don't think that he's going anywhere ever. And it's like, you have one of the best coaches.
Right.
So there's no, you're just going to keep extending him. So I don't, it doesn't, it's good for him. Probably got more money, but he's one of the best coaches in college basketball.
No, 100%. And we will hopefully have him on once again. But West Virginia, they're another team. We mentioned Louisville having unfinished business. My guys up in Syracuse, they ended West Virginia's season much earlier than they would have liked. They needed to make the Sweet 16.
Yeah,
they
were, that was, if really correct me if I'm wrong, he beat the shit out of them too, right?
No, it was tight. But Syracuse,
Buddy just went off.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
75-72 Cuse. Buddy went 6 of 13 from 3.
All
right. It really screwed
us. Did West
us.
Virginia get back in that game? I didn't feel like that was
I
close.
Think, no, Syracuse first 10 minutes were up 24-10. And then West Virginia crept right. closer.
I didn't think West Virginia
Syracuse
was like
really
in
screwed
that.
Us, to be honest. That I'm game? Sure it was selling. Huggins is going to wear it the next
yeah,
day.
Yeah,
oh, that's
they,
right.
They,
yeah,
we, yeah, yeah, but then we got Buddy on the show the next
yeah,
week.
Yeah, yeah good stuff, but we were selling. Yeah. Rico could have got the Mozzie after
play
that.
Play somebody
you know?
Else, yeah.
Yeah, so congrats to Coach Huggins. We'll have him on. Rico really being
a team
player.
At this point, we need like Alabama to win, or Arkansas, we're friends with, to win, or Michigan, to win the national championship.
Yeah, we do. Like, just let us fucking party and
right.
run with them.
The cons, yeah, like, yeah.
That's the access.
I think maybe that's the move. We just stop being, we're just there. We're just in the locker room.
Yeah. We're everywhere.
Taking extra boxes of T-shirts.
You know what? My plan for this year, we need this year, because last year we had no fans. This year, we need to incorporate ourselves with the fans in the stadium. We need to give them chance. Give them – put our face there. We'll send whoever has the best idea for to involve the bench mob in the stands. We'll go there, do something with them. Well, I think that we can do that and be more interactive with the fans this year, because right. they're back.
Yeah, no, it's it's amazing that we even had a tournament last year, because it does still, and it was a great season, it does still kind of feel like one of those years you're going to forget. Not to take away from Baylor, but just
no, you are
you're going to forget everything.
Yes.
You're going to forget like a lot of it.
It was
because
weird.
It just gets looped. Yeah, it's its own thing.
So yeah, that's our plan.
Well, Marty, if you are going to be involved with the fans, I'm sure they'd appreciate if you were clean shaven.
Yeah. All you fans out there, after the game, you never know what's going to happen. So this is for you. Manscaped. Get 20% off plus free shipping with code BENCH20 at manscaped.com. Today's episode is sponsored by our friends Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. It's back to school time, and we want to make sure you pack the essentials to have the best year yet. The Manscaped 4th Generation Performance Package is just that. Again, school's back. You need the Performance Package 4.0 from Manscaped. It's here to teach the boys a lesson on male hygiene. Inside, you'll find there's a lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver, ball deodorant, Crop Reviver Toner, plus two free gifts, performance boxer briefs, and a Shed travel bag. Let me tell you, I've actually got this. It is awesome. You don't realize how many things you really do need to keep yourself hygiene down there. Think about what sweats the most, Bosco.
Your balls.
Your balls.
1,000%.
It sweats the most, and you're putting ball toner on there. You're putting the it helps, and you got the trimmer. You got nose trimmer. I got nose hairs up the guazoo. I got to take care of Manscaped. So everyone going back to school, get 20% off plus free shipping with the code BENCH20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off free shipping with the code BENCH20 at manscaped.com. For a clean Trinity and beyond, your space balls will thank you.
Shout out
Manscaped.
Yeah, shout out Manscaped. A couple more things here. As we move on to September, I know Rico's been very antsy about why aren't teams releasing their schedules. Well, we have a lot more non-conference schedules being released, including a reveal that we were involved in. Arkansas released their non-conference schedule. We were in the same company as John Daly, Big Cat.
Some other people I didn't recognize, to be quite honest. I don't sound like an asshole. I just didn't recognize some of them.
No,
I hope that people watching didn't go, I don't recognize them. Hope you all recognize.
There were probably a lot of people who had no clue who we were.
The funny thing is I had no idea Big Cat was on there.
No.
Yeah, me either.
I was like watching a video just to watch it, and I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, but hey, we set him up. We got on base, and then he hit a home run. It's good. You know, we worked together. They put him towards the end. Maybe
he's the grand finale. Yeah, he deserves it.
Maybe they loaded the stalls early. I doubt it, but let's just say that.
Hey, we were, John Daly and us, and I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so non-conference schedule is released for Arkansas. We announced their Kansas State game. It's a neutral site game, I believe, in Tulsa. Then the next day, they're going to have either Cincinnati or Illinois. Sign me up for Illinois and Arkansas. That would be awesome.
I can't wait to hate Illinois again.
Because Kofi? Yeah. Dunking on the Rec Kids?
No, yeah. we like Illinois.
I could hate
what him. Happened?
I became friends with some people in Illinois.
Rico relations.
We got Illinois in the hopper.
Is his son?
Maybe.
You got Kofi?
No.
Not Kofi. What?
What?
But what's his name's son?
Underwood?
Underwood's son.
Yeah.
Rico relationships never sleeps.
No, he doesn't. He just ruined
We really appreciate Rico relationships as much.
No.
Yep.
Text me after. We're all good.
He
definitely is putting more security cameras on his house now. But we're good.
I told people never should give Rico your number. It's never.
Yeah, it's always.
Listen, it works out.
Oh, yeah, that also goes into the group chat. Whenever Rico secures somebody's number, he's like, got the digits.
Yeah. Like a kid getting numbers in seventh grade.
Yeah. So that's awesome. For Arkansas, we mentioned the Kansas State, Cincinnati, Illinois. They also have Oklahoma, December 11th, unreal game. That is in that one's in Tulsa. The other one's a Hall of Fame classic. And then January 29th, we've hinted at this before, the SEC Big 12 Challenge against West Virginia. That and Baylor, Alabama are my two best games.
Also the possibility of Kansas, Alabama.
Yes, in that Orlando tournament.
Yeah. So Bama's got to play Belmont, too.
Yeah, no, that tournament's going to be great.
Or Iona.
No, 100%. So.
Yeah, it's good. It's just, again, we've kind of beaten a dead horse. I just wish there was more non-conference games in the year. I wish they figured out a way to, separate that. But I think that's even further away because we're going to start having super conferences because of football. I think college basketball is going to pay the price. What are you going to pay, 22 conference games? Then when do you play non-conference games? Yeah. I also think it's unfair to equate teams against each other. We only know Kentucky because we can measure them. Now, they're going to play their big games. But, who's the team who's, good in this, in, let's say, the SEC or had a good year?
Florida.
South Carolina. Let's say South Carolina goes 18-6 or 18-4 in conference games in the SEC, runs really hot. Who do you think South Carolina is going to play in non-conference games? Especially if they were, a flash in the pan that year. They're not getting the Maui. They're not getting... You know what I mean? Their non-conference is, whoever it is. So I don't think that's fair. You can only measure South Carolina against SEC teams.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe there's a couple of good points up here.
Who said you didn't have good points?
Some people.
Not you.
Some people have.
Mari, off the top of the show, you said you had some beef with Bruce Pearl out of Auburn.
Yeah, can you read the exact quote he said on John Rothstein's podcast?
Yes. As first reported on John Rothstein's podcast, Auburn head coach Bruce Pearl: "We're good enough to go to the Final Four, and we're capable of finishing anywhere between 1 and 9 in the SEC. If we finish near the top of our league, we have a chance."
This sweaty fuck just said he could go to the Final Four,
but also finish ninth in the SEC.
In fairness, I get it. It's a wild quote, but it's true because the SEC is loaded. Nobody's a bigger SEC homer than us right now.
No, I simply don't think you could say I'm going to make the Final Four or come in ninth.
Because
that's literally the top and bottom.
Yeah, you shouldn't say that, but that's what's going to get the clickbait. But
no, the clickbait was we are going to finish in the Final Four.
Well, that's clickbait. He should have just said, hey, listen, I believe we could make the Final Four, but I just want to let you know it is a deep league. Like, you know, we do have a lot of tough games.
Simply all he had to say was, I think my team has the talent to go to the Final Four. That's all he had to say. But he said, oh, you think, Bruce, you could come in ninth or first?
I don't know if he's going to come.
I don't think they could finish it.
That's not transparent, Jake.
Yeah, he's saying, like,
no, it's
we
not.
Might not be that that's good, but we also might be really good.
That's not transparent. Transparent's like, hey, I have no idea how we're going to be this year. Like, transparent is not saying that. Yeah, he's just saying the obvious. That's like, hey, we could be bad or we could be good. You fucking think, dude?
Yeah, I mean, looking at the other teams in the conference, obviously Kentucky's going to bounce back. Tennessee's going to be good. Arkansas, Alabama, Florida, LSU. But the bottom of the conference, I mean, they're going to be better than Vanderbilt. They're going to be better than, I know Texas A&M's dealing with Buzz Williams issues, or we talked about that suspension a few weeks ago. Missouri, I guess, made the tournament. Ole Miss, Georgia. Like, I don't think that's too crazy of a quote to say we're not going to finish in 10th through, what, 14?
I'm not – that's ninth in the SEC is still awful.
Yes, but it could get you in the tournament because we see 9, 10 teams from the ACC sometimes get in.
There's no way 9 probably teams not from the SEC are getting in.
But I'm saying ninth in the SEC doesn't necessarily mean a disappointing season. It could still mean getting in. It could.
No, it does. You're sugarcoating it. It's not
ninth
good.
In the ACC, that's usually Syracuse. Sweet 16.
ACC is a better conference than the SEC.
Last year they weren't, I don't think.
This year they definitely are going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, because this year you add Arkansas and Alabama, sure. Then you have Kentucky. Florida's going to be down.
Well, if Keontae Johnson comes back.
Doesn't seem like it.
Well, it's up in the air.
Up in the air. I hope he does.
Of course.
LSU,
Tennessee will be tournament teams.
Like LSU, Tennessee, you know what you're getting out of them. LSU's going to be athletic. Tennessee's going to say, oh, they have great defense and they're not that good. It's the same shit every year.
Yeah.
The ACC is getting, like, was still pretty good last year with Duke being down and UNC being pretty down.
I like those Bruce guys Pearl. Are way up. I mean, they went to the Final Four in the last
I could tell you like
them. Remember the tribe.
Coming ninth.
I don't know if you knew
fucking,
that.
He's Jewish.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. Got to appreciate the
We're 2-2 here.
Yes, it is. Our producer, Jake.
Right? We don't discriminate.
To be quite honest, there's a lot of text rolling in. Hey, are you dead?
Did you get fired? I had no idea what we were just talking about.
No, I heard Boston. I heard Jewish. Boston was the text. I heard keywords.
You're Jewish.
Yeah. Listen, you're going to get all my focus next week with Jared Grosso. We got a lot of questions.
Leak the guests.
Who's texting you?
A lot of people.
Rico, I know your head's all over the place right now, but one thing that you potentially could use is BetterHelp. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Life is full of stressors. It doesn't matter who you are or what you have. Your life is probably stressful. You may not be feeling down and out and depressed or like you're at a total loss, but if your stress is high, your temper is shorter than usual, or even if you're starting to feel strain in any of your relationships, you could probably use the chance to unload. Unload the stress and get it out. Talk to someone who's completely unbiased about your life. Someone who isn't going to judge you or take sides on anything. When there are things you can't tell anyone or feel like you can't unload to family and friends, you need to unload it. And that's what therapy can be. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Unload the stressors and get some unbiased feedback. You'd be pretty surprised at what you might gain from it. See if it's for you. This podcast, Barstool Bench Mob, is sponsored by BetterHelp, and our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/bench. That's BET. TTERHELP.com/bench. I mean, Rico, like, unbiased, They're giving you unbiased advice. I feel like everyone here in your ear is biased in a way.
Yeah, I need I've used BetterHelp. I need it.
It's awesome.
I need it more now. So maybe we'll book up a double session. If I'm getting a discount code, that's good.
Because
I also don't have a lot of discretionary funds to throw around. So that's good. I need as much as I can.
Promo code BENCH, 10%
off. If you want, there'll be a meetup. There'll be a meetup, a Benchmob meetup on Highland Boulevard tonight, unsanctioned. High noon cans, maybe some things from the pile.
You know what? I don't even want to tweet this
My
out.
Own organs.
Someone, if you want Barstool Benchmob to come to your college, tweet us who would want us to do a live show there, involve the fans. We want to start thinking about that since schedules are going to start coming out soon.
Yeah,
so.
No, but all seriousness, Rico, I hope you're doing all right. I know BetterHelp has helped a lot of people.
I'm
all right.
Listen, that's the good thing is whether it's you think it's a big thing your big thing is a little thing for somebody else. So always
– No, it's always good to check in on people.
Yeah, your big thing is a little thing for somebody else. So BetterHelp is there regardless. So, you know, they're willing to help you.
Yes. So everybody go to BetterHelp. Yeah, Marty mentioned it, and Rico's teased this on Pick'em too. We're trying to work in an event. Can't really give any details yet, but –
No, we can give details. We
don't have anything set in stone.
Loose details
is that we want to do a like a tournament, a 3-on-3, where you could get 5 to 6 people on your team. Stoolies can, and we have a sanctioned tournament. Refs, when you get swag from us, there's competitions where you can win money. Like, and I think that there's a bunch of people out there that I think golf and basketball are the two things that people still play when they get old. And you could be in college, you can be 40, you can be whatever age you want. We're going to have a tournament for you in New York, and then we're going to expand it to other states, and you guys can make a weekend out of it. We'll have a party, you can hang out with us. It's going to be great, so get excited about that.
Rico, I know he's been the brains behind this operation.
Oh,
so I know he's excited.
Well,
obviously,
first of all,
all of us are.
First of all,
just
I said full, it to Rico, Rico was going to say it was his.
Full clarity, if it does become a negotiating chip down the road, I will throw you 2 under the bus.
What do you mean?
And you know he's 100% serious.
They'd be like, all right, so we got this new bag of ZD. We're going to divide it up. What do you think, 33-33-33? I'd be like, 17. 10-10 or whatever that is. 15-15.
That's
90. Maybe, yeah, 7. Yeah, all right. Maybe I'll.
You know he's 100% serious, Marty.
Yeah.
The funny thing is,
the way it went,
I
didn't want to do that. Trust me, I don't want to do that.
The funny thing
is, but I have to.
Jake, I am the one that called him and I was like,
really?
Hey, I think we should do. I was at a classic. I said, I think we should do one for basketball.
All right.
Yeah.
And he goes, it's a good idea.
You should have been better with your PowerPoints.
Regardless, get excited about
that.
Yeah,
we'll have more details on that.
It's
working out.
My live shows, I want to go to Michigan. I want to go to like a local like Rutgers Seton Hall. I want to do it all. So tweet us which ones to where you want us to go to your school. We'll go to your frat house and fucking do it. We'll do it at a ball. We'll do whatever we want. We got anything else?
No, that's it. I mean, the schedule's coming out is a very promising sign. Because you get hundreds of games released every single day, every single week. And this is the last hurdle in my mind.
Yeah.
September is true football. And then at the end of October, we get like preseason basketball.
Yeah, we start to get – once the magazines start rolling in and
– Yeah.
Yeah.
The magazines will come in the next few weeks. I know it's pure football right now, but thank you to everybody for listening. And everybody enjoy your holiday weekend. Drink some High Noons responsibly. And we'll be back. I mean, things are about to get in full swing. We're very excited.
Hopefully Rico's
still here,
you know?
Yeah.
Love you guys. Peace, man.